On Wednesday's front page, a federal judge stopped enforcement of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. That effectively ends the military's ban on openly gay soldiers. The White House lifted the ban on deepwater oil drilling. And whatever happened to the out-of-town tryout? Four big musicals are making their Broadway debuts without getting the kinks out someplace else. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This episode of the Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Ford and Voice Activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features turn-by-turn directions. Sync locates your destination in seconds and then audibly guides you through all your turns. No additional hardware needed. Sync is subscription-free and available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Our top story says a federal judge in San Diego issued an injunction that halted enforcement of the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. Judge Virginia Phillips also ordered the government to discontinue pending discharge proceedings initiated under the policy. Gay rights groups are crediting her with getting done what President Obama and Washington politics could not. Legal experts say the Obama administration is under no legal obligation to appeal the decision, even though technically it came out on the losing side. It could let the ruling stand. Also on Wednesday's front page, the Obama administration lifted its ban on deepwater drilling after imposing new rules. They're intended to prevent another disaster like the one in the Gulf of Mexico.
We have made and continue to make significant progress in reducing the risks associated with deepwater drilling.
That's Interior Secretary Ken Salazar announcing the changes.
I have decided that it is now appropriate to lift the suspension on deepwater drilling for those operators that are able to clear the higher bar we have set.
But it may be weeks or months before drilling operations resume. Oil and gas companies will first have to apply for new permits. They'll also have to have their rigs inspected. Officials expect at least some rigs in the Gulf to be at work again by the end of the year. Afghanistan is turning out 2,800 newly trained soldiers every month. The sense is they're better trained. There's now one instructor for every 29 trainees. Last year it was one for every 79. The question now is whether the new forces will make a difference and reverse the insurgency's momentum. Times reporter C.J. Chivers says that, among other things, there's concern about Taliban infiltration into the ranks. Less than a month before the November elections, the economy is caught in a grim new normal that could last for years. That has policymakers, particularly at the Federal Reserve, considering doing more. Most Wall Street analysts expect the Fed's policy committee to resume buying government debt. But for millions of Americans, that won't make much difference. At the current rate of job creation, the nation will need 9 years to recapture the jobs lost during the recession. Four multimillion-dollar musicals are making the leap to Broadway without out-of-town tryouts. Some producers don't think tryouts are useful in the Internet age, when bad buzz can reach theatergoers instantly. That proved true last weekend. Bloggers picked apart the first preview of Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown only hours after the curtain went down. We'll go inside Wednesday's Times after this.
This episode of the Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Ford and Voice Activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features turn-by-turn directions. Sync locates your destination in seconds and then audibly guides you through all your turns over your vehicle's audio speaker system. No additional hardware is needed. You can also save several destinations you may use frequently, and Sync will guide you there. Sync is subscription-free and available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Wednesday's Times, South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint is on a crusade against earmarks. Those are pet projects financed by Congress, usually out of the public eye. But DeMint is under pressure back home to make one exception. Even some Tea Party leaders are in favor of funding a $400,000 study on deepening the port in Charleston. The idea is to accommodate giant cargo ships. They'll be passing by once the Panama Canal is expanded in 2014. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton tried a balancing act in the Balkans. In Sarajevo, she made the case that Bosnia and Herzegovina should not allow nationalism to break their union apart. Hours later, in the Serbian capital of Belgrade, she appeared to be calling for the opposite. There, she differed with President Boris Tadic when he said Serbia won't recognize the independence of Kosovo. Along the way, she said her relationship with President Obama was an example of how former adversaries can put aside the past and get along fine. A new documentary opening across the country revolves around Jeffrey Canada. He's the founder of two widely praised charter schools in Harlem. Out of the spotlight, the schools are having some headaches. They've been outspending other urban schools, but they've had some rough going since New York made statewide exams harder to pass. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.